Whew, what is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 17 of the Car 5 podcast. We're making some pretty good progress. I'm your host, Joshua, and today we're going to be talking about a very special Bugatti Chiron. Let's go ahead and see what our French friends are up to nowadays. So we're going to kick this podcast off into two sections. The very first one is why the celebration for your Bugatti. And the second one is with this new special edition Chiron, what's different about it? So starting off again with the celebration, being the highly worshipped automotive manufacturer that they are, Bugatti has just celebrated an amazing 110 years of the brand. That's pretty impressive, guys, for any company to, you know, have 110 years of branding and whatnot. To give a brief history lesson, Bugatti was created by its founder, Ettore Bugatti, back in the year of 1909 in Molsheim, France. Since its birth, Bugatti has definitely been widely known to producing very specifically and only high-performance production cars that are without a doubt one of a kind. As time had progressed, though, Volkswagen ended up purchasing the Bugatti label and since then produced the record-breaking Bugatti Veyron, which came out back in 2005, an absolute legend. And once again, a record-breaking model called the Chiron in 2005-2016. Both models have stirred the heads of every car enthusiast around the globe. I mean, heck, even people that aren't even really into cars like a Bugatti when they see it. So that's what they're celebrating, basically. So Bugatti is celebrating 110 years of the brand. Thus, they decided to make a special edition of the car, which I find pretty cool, actually. I like it. But what's the difference about the special edition Chiron compared to the normal one? Well, first off, the name, it's called 110 Ons Edition. I believe I'm saying that correctly. There's two basically aspects that are going to be different outside the name. Performance-wise, everything is actually going to be the same as the normal Chiron. The special 110 Ons Edition will feature the same 8-liter quad-turbocharged W16 that's going to be pushing 1,500 horsepower and 1,180 foot-pounds of torque as the normal Chiron. As if that's not crazy, as if that's not crazy enough already. But where this Chiron in particular becomes special is the touch of what we'll call it, we'll say French patriotism or French livery that you're going to see amongst the exterior and the interior of the car throughout the color scheme and the design. On the exterior mirrors and underneath the massive wing that deploys on the rear of the car, you're going to find the national colors of France that are going to be displayed about. Like the flag, the French flag, basically. You're going to see streaks of blue, white, and red. The exterior body is going to feature an astonishingly beautiful matte blue that Bugatti is calling it steel blue. I actually think it's pretty amazing. I love matte finishes on cars. This one's very well done. It looks very nice, which, I mean, you shouldn't expect anything less from Bugatti. The seats on the interior are going to be done very special, very historical French racing blue. It's kind of like a lighter, almost like a different version of sky blue, I guess. That are also going to have the France color stripes down the center of the seats. And you're going to have a pretty cool central medallion displaying 110 Ons Bugatti found in the console, center console of the car. That's going to add quite a nice touch to the interior. Are you going to be able to get your hands on one? Answer is yes, based on two things. One, if you can afford it. And two, there's only going to be 20 of these things actually made. So if you have the opportunity to get one, God, why not go for it? I mean, it's a beautiful looking car. Again, performance-wise, everything's going to be the same on the car. They have no reason to make any performance adjustments. The car is plenty fast enough. So it's more livery. It's more French patriotism. It's more the looks of the car. There's only going to be 20 of them made. You'll pretty much see this happen every so often from automotive companies. They'll make a special edition of a vehicle to celebrate an achievement or historical achievement. In this case, it is historical for Bugatti celebrating 110 years, which is absolutely phenomenal. But it's pretty cool. I think it's a great looking car. I hope to see one at a car show this year. I have a feeling we're going to see one during Monterey Car Week in the middle of August. This year, but we'll see. You know, it's a beautiful looking car. Of course, we're going to have a whole bunch of photos for you guys to check out. And ladies and gentlemen, that's actually it for episode number 17. It was short and sweet, but it was good. You know, always good and fun to talk about Bugatti. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Like us on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget, you can now check out our brand new YouTube channel, which is the Car 5 Podcast. All the podcast episodes will be on there, unless you're listening to us on YouTube right now. For any questions you have for me, you have a question about just pretty much anything and everything, or you have a recommendation of an episode for me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in April 3rd for the next episode, episode number 18, in which we are going to be talking about an all new Maserati, and that's going to be the Maserati Alfieri. Thank you so much for everyone tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Thank you.